Now I'm politicking with the homie Poe at Poe Politicking. Self-help meets hip-hop. That's fucking beautiful. What up, Poe? What up, DJ Period? Just two black brothers. I see y'all out there doing what y'all do, preserving the hip-hop culture and introducing the future stars. Keep shining, kings. Real and recognize real. Love is love. Salute. Yeah.
PoePolitikin.com.
Welcome back to PoePolitikin.com. Your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Make sure you go on Spotify, we're on Google Play, YouTube, type in Poe Politicking. This summer interview since 2008. 1212 on Place to Be with Christopher Barrett. He's a gourmet chef. I heard your restaurant's name is Stone Gourmet Pizza.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Excellent.
Stone. How did you get into the background? How did you get into that? I like pizza and yeah, just tell me more about it.
So like 4 years ago, like 5 years ago, I moved to California for like 6 months. And in California, I was introduced to a weed dinner. And I went to it and I kind of brought that idea back to New York and did, I started doing cannabis-infused dinners, like high-end dinners, like steak, lobster, shrimp, like that. And out of those dinners, the pizza was born out of like a snack after the meal was over and people were high again and they wanted something. And then the pizza took off so much that I stopped doing the dinners and just concentrated on the pizza. And now we're 3 years, 3 years in.
Then do you have one store? How many stores do you have right now?
Right now we have two. We have one in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and one on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
So how is it going for you with the coronavirus and everything like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been good for business. It sucks that the business has to. I wish it wasn't. I wish business was normal and we didn't have this. But business has been really good. I mean, people are home all the time now and they're going to get high and hungry, and it's like the perfect storm for what we've been doing.
So are you a weed fan? You smoke?
I'm a big weed head. Yeah, I mean, that's how it happened. Yeah, that's how it all happened, yeah.
Yeah, I had to have you on my show because I smoke on every one of my interviews just about.
Yeah, I'm 47 years old. I smoke my whole life.
So what made you start smoking?
I couldn't drink. That was the real of it is I couldn't drink. I did something really stupid when I was young, drunk, and I've never drank again. I was about 16 when I did that, and here I am, 47. I knew that liquor wasn't for me, and my body didn't handle it right, and I tried something else, and the next thing was weed, and it worked, and I've been a weed head ever since.
So how do you partake in your weed? Like, what do you roll? How you do it? Vape?
Right now I'm using the King Palms.
What are those?
They're made of palm leaf. King Palms, they're like tobacco-free. At the beginning of this year, I quit smoking cigarettes. So I went from Dutch's my whole life, but they were really hurting my chest. So I went to this thing now called King Palm, and it's made from the leaf of a palm tree.
That shit tastes good. It might taste good.
It's like organic and tobacco free.
Yeah, so, I smoke Dutch's right now. That's why I be smoking.
Mm-hmm. So I get the ones I smoke, they're big fat big fat cigars. Like, so they come like a cone, but they're in the form of a cigar. So the one, it fits 3.5 grams in each one. It's really dope. Mm. You should look into them, King Palm.
For sure. And I was going to ask you again, you kind of mentioned it, but so why did you choose pizza out of all the different foods?
Just if you think about pizza, for the dinners. So I wasn't the chef at the dinners. I brought a chef in. She's actually my girlfriend now. She wasn't at that time. But so she stopped cooking at midnight, and then like 2 a.m, people were high, and it was just the first, as a weed head, I like, what would I want to snack on? And it was just like an off-the-cuff thing to say, hey, let's do pizza. And before you know it, people were asking about the pizza coming to the dinner. And but we don't only sell pizza. We sell a lot more things than pizza. Do you know that?
What do y'all sell?
So on our menu, we have 5 different types of pizzas. We have ganja knots, which is like our take on garlic knots, chicken lollipops, Italian ice cream gelato, cheesecake, cookies, brownies, infused soda, infused cannolis. I think that's it.
I was going to say, and I see you have a lot of celebrity clientele, so I just want you to talk about some celebrities that you worked with or that bought the food.
Yeah, so before I did this pizza stuff, I opened and I started a company called Send a Package, and we sold stuff to inmates in prison. And through that company, I had that for about 10 years, and through that company, I met a lot of celebrities who fucked with me with Send a Package and who I contacted later on now to help me with the pizza. And two of the people that I met, Jack Derulo and Shampoo. I know Shampoo for like 20 some years, and I know Jack Derulo for like over 10 or just about 10 maybe. And they've been very instrumental in the past month in getting more influences than I have gotten, you know, in the past few years.
I'm saying, so how about out of towners? How we get some of the pizza? I want some.
You at?
Out of towners, how we get some of that pizza?
Yeah, you gotta wait till we come, but where are you?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. The pizza was good there, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
but my next the next state that I want to open, just logistically, it's hard for me to open in California and make sure that the quality of food and the pizza and everything is the same. And I haven't figured out exactly how to do it at this stage of the business. But I really think the next state that I'm going to open up legit is going to be Massachusetts.
Hmm. And then are you a hip-hop fan?
I'm a hip hop fan. Like a big pop fan. Yeah.
So name some of your favorite rappers. Who you like?
I could give you hand down my favorite rapper of all time. He was also one of my best friends in life, Prodigy.
Okay.
Like, hand down. I don't even have to think about it. He was one of my best friends, and I know a lot of people through him. You know, just in life, and actually, I met Jack Thriller through. And so, yeah, hands down, that's my favorite guy.
Did you give Prodigy some cooking tips? Cause I know he came out with that cookbook. So was it some of your?
I'm in the cookbook. I'm in the cookbook. If you look in the cookbook and the acknowledgments, you'll see my government in there.
That's tight. I just posted one of his videos from that. I just posted one just on some random stuff. I just reposted it on my Facebook page the other day.
Yeah. I talk and think about P almost every single day. I listen to Mobb Deep Radio on my Pandora every morning when I get in a shower and stuff, just to listen to P's voice. Every single day. There's not a day that go. My girl's like, come on, Mobb Deep Radio again. I'm like, yeah, we're going to listen to this.
So why was y'all relationship special?
You know, the time that I met P, he had just, well, I was in touch with him before he came out of prison. I knew Ice, which was Prodigy's booking agent from Violator. And I knew P was coming home from prison. I think it was like in July, and he was coming home in August or September. I heard it on Hot 97. I reached out to my man Ice, and I said, look, Ice, he's coming home. And, you know, I have this company Send a Package, and I do these charity events for children with incarcerated parents. And I would love for Peter, you know, join that, you know, do something when he comes home. the charity. And as soon as he came home, I knew before he came home that he was going to fuck with it. But when he came home, he fucked with it really hard. Like, he was still on parole, so he couldn't go overseas. And I had 5 years with P, or almost 5 years with P, but on a daily basis. And I feel like I had him at the best 5 years of his life. Like, while he was older and more mature, and yeah, man, yeah, yeah.
I would say, so what are you doing? What do you work on when you, like, what do you like to do when you're not working? No, you probably
I work 7 days. One of the things that I wanted to do with P before he passed was to come up with a strain to help people with sickle cell and name it after P. I haven't got to do it. I'm still in touch with his family on a regular, and I would still love to do that one day with his daughter.
What would you say to anybody that's trying to start a business? Like, say somebody wanted to start a business similar to yours, what would you tell them?
Make sure that you have all the right tools in order to make it a success. Like, you know, an idea is just that, an idea, but the ability to roll it out is something that you really have to be honest with yourself about and make sure that you're able to do that. And not everybody is, and not everybody is able to roll out different levels. So, but if you think that you have what it takes, if you think that you have it, then just stay the course and, you know, keep persevering, you know, keep moving forward. This is an easy one. This cannabis business is it's an easy one. I used to have a record label back in the day. Mr. Peaks from the Lost Boys was my artist. That's how, you know, I'm a lot older than I look. You know, I look young, but I'm 47. And so I've been around. I've toured all over the world with Mr. Peaks when we were on tour with that. But I owned a nightclub here in Manhattan for like 11 years. Anyway, so I've been knowing people through different ventures, and I hope to one day come out there and see you in San Diego.
Yeah, for sure, man. We gotta link up.
Word.
I would say, so was you with Cheeks when they dropped Renee or Lights, Camera, Action? Like, what time was you involved?
Nah, I got Mr. Cheeks right when he finished Lights, Camera, Action, but I was there for the jump off, and I was there for I don't know if you remember Crush on You with Mario Winans.
Yeah.
Those were the two. And then there was more after that, but they really didn't hit like those.
So where he at now though? So you still talking to him?
He just I swear on anything, he hit me yesterday. And he says he's living in Georgia. He says, yo, let's open a pizzeria down in Georgia. I'm like, you're in ATL? He's like, nah, Holmes, I'm not an ATL. And he gave me some place in Georgia I never even heard of. I don't even know what he's doing there, but I gotta hit him and see what he's talking about. But what I wanna do with him is I wanna do a remix to the Music Makes Me High song and do a Pizza Makes Me High parody.
I know, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
All right, man, I wanna say thanks for coming through politics with me.
Yo, thank you, man. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, we got to link up whenever you come out here and get some pizza or something. Shit.
Or you come to New York, man. Either way.
All right, man. No doubt. You stay up, bro.
Peace. Thank you.
The Poe Politickin Show is brought to you by Audible. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, Audible is great for any continuous learner wanting to grow and expand their knowledge and insight. Go to www.audibletrial.com/POAudio and get an audiobook of your choice free with a 30-day trial. After the trial, your paid membership will begin at $14.95 per month. With your membership, you will receive one credit every month, good for an audiobook on Audible. Cancel before your trial ends and you will not be charged. So go to www.audibletrial.com/POAudio and download a free book by Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Napoleon Hill, Les Brown, Damon John, and more. Always remember that knowledge is power.